Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying what the Bible says about blessings and curses. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, we find these words, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him." We see here that God has set up a system, you could say, in the spirit, and it's the system of blessings and curses, life and death. And we know that throughout the world, we can see this in operation. Some people choose life, and they choose the blessing of God, and they pursue it with all their heart, and they are diligent to love the Lord their God and to obey his voice, and their life reflects that, and things go well for them. And then on the other hand, we can easily observe people who have chosen death and the curse, and everything in their life seems to be tainted by the curse in some way. Things do not go well for them. They have struggles in their health and in their finances and in their families and children and difficulties and legal problems and jail and many things that follow the person who chooses the way of death and the way of the curse, which is apart from God himself. And yet we have observed as well many times Christians who love God, who profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and yet things do not seem to go so well for them as the Word of God seems to promise. And indeed, there are promises of blessings from God for the person who diligently obeys and seeks after the Lord. But let me bring to your attention this part of the promise. The Lord said here in Deuteronomy 30, "I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse, so choose." And the Lord recommended that we choose life. And I recommend to you that you choose life and the blessing. But so many times people inadvertently, or you could say by default, end up choosing things that are associated with death and the curse more than they do choosing life and the blessing, though perhaps intellectually they assent to the fact that the Word of God says these blessings will come upon you and overtake you, as we find in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and that those blessings belong to the believer because of what we see in Galatians chapter 3, that the blessing of Abraham could come upon the Gentiles through Christ, and yet they don't have the experience of it. Many people by default are choosing things that are associated with the enemy's camp, and they don't realize that their lack of diligence, their lack of steadfast adherence to what God says has brought them under the curse rather than releasing blessing in their life. Let me give you an example of what I'm speaking about. For instance, if you are the head of a household, mother or father, head of a family, and you have children in your home, and your perhaps teenage children bring into your home things that are what God would consider an abomination. Perhaps they bring in some ungodly music whose CD covers are filled with vile pictures, perhaps Satan worshiping pictures or the implication of worshiping some false idol or God or in any form whatsoever. And you are not diligent to adhere to what the Word of God says, because we find in Deuteronomy chapter 7, these very chilling words. It says in Deuteronomy 7:26, "You shall not bring an abomination into your house and like it come underneath the curse. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is something accursed. It says here in Deuteronomy 7:26 that if you bring an abomination, something that God has called accursed, into your house, you, like it, will come underneath a curse. And if you don't utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, because it is something that's accursed by God, you're setting yourself up to bring a curse on your own life, even though you did not actively choose personally to bring that thing into your house. But the scripture says, choose life. It says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and the curse, so choose life. And in Deuteronomy 28, when Moses is declaring all the blessings that will come upon the person who obeys God, it says this: if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, if you diligently obey. Another translator says that that could actually be translated, if you diligently listening to the Lord your God, careful to do his commandments. If you listening, in other words, if you are very vigilant and diligent to see what God says, listen to what God says, and then do what God says, all these blessings will come upon you. But the opposite happens to the person who's not diligent, is not vigilant, doesn't pay a lot of attention to what the Word of God says, and by default, they end up choosing death and the curse because they didn't diligently choose life and the blessing. And those things come by diligently obeying the Lord. So you can end up under a curse by default because you didn't diligently make sure you aren't bringing ungodly abominations into your house that are cursed by God and very clear in the Word of God. This goes for other things such as books and magazines and even textbooks that talk about or describe things that are considered cursed by God, including witchcraft and the like, sorcery, wizardry. One of the most popular book series in the United States and overseas as well in England is the series that has to do with sorcery with a character named Harry Potter. And many parents, with the intention of encouraging their children to read, are allowing these abominations into their house, and by doing so, and these include Christian parents who haven't been diligent to obey the Lord their God, that you don't bring that kind of a thing into your home, have opened the door wide to a curse coming on their family, even though they perhaps are church-going, Christ-professing people, but they haven't been diligent to choose life by being very obedient to God and careful to do what his word says. You can open up your home and your life and your family to a curse by default, by not choosing life and guarding vigilantly your home. Don't fall under a curse by that way. God wants you to choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. God wants blessing on your life, but he says you choose, you pick, you make the choice, and you make the choice by the decision of your will to be diligent, to obey God, or if you're not diligent and you're just lackadaisical about it, you'll choose by default death and the curse. We see this exact occurrence with the children of Israel when Joshua suddenly found himself, after the tremendous victory at Jericho, found that his soldiers could not defeat a tiny little city called Ai. And Joshua was aghast. He had never expected defeat. God had done miraculous victory at Jericho. He threw himself on the ground and cried out to God, "What is up?" And the Lord said, "Get up. There's no reason for you to be laying on the ground." And he gave him this explanation of what had happened to them, why a curse had come upon Israel. It says this in Joshua chapter 7. Verse 12, "Therefore, the sons of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, for they have become accursed. There are things that are accursed in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you have removed the accursed things from your midst. And that applied to the whole camp. The one man whose name was Achan brought something accursed by God, something God had said, you cannot take this. You can't take it into your house. You don't have that, you burn it. And he brought it into the camp of Israel. It affected the whole camp, even though the others did not choose it actively. But they didn't choose to be so diligent that they made sure no one had any accursed things. And by that default, they fell under a curse, which brought them defeat. Are you facing defeat in your life today? And you're a believer, and you've been confessing the word and standing on the word and praying and asking God for help, but you can't seem to get victory. You keep getting defeated by the enemy. Ask the Lord to give you revelation. Have you in some way come under a curse because you weren't diligent to obey the Lord in some area? Have you allowed an accursed thing into your home? I'll give you another example that I know have personal knowledge of. Young man in our congregation, suddenly, over the last few months, his contracting business had been hit from every side with problems and trouble and all kinds of defeat from the enemy. He went home and prayed and said, God, what is wrong? And the Lord revealed to him that on a trip that he had taken to the Middle East some months before, he had taken pictures of an idol temple and the idol that they worship, and he brought it home with him. And there it was in his house. He knew by a revelation of the Holy Spirit, that was the accursed thing he had brought into his house. The time frame was identical to when the problems that had begun to occur in his business. He had been prospering and suddenly was hit with all this defeat. He burned the photographs and repented, renounced his agreement with those things, and asked for God to restore his blessing, and the situation in his business completely turned around. God wants you to walk in his blessing. That's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.